The art of using stories to inoculate or eliminate objections, because this also ties in with recruiting people and using stories before they bring them up. And as you review in the recruiting program, if someone brings up an objection and they voice it out loud, they will tend to defend it. So you want to avoid them to bring it up. You want to bring it up yourself in a story and inoculate it, as in to eliminate it and answer and give a reason why. So there's two classic objections, and there are others. There's from the money, the timing, and also wanting to think about it or talking to somebody or talking to their spouse. So first story would be, as you're having a conversation with them, you can now share in the conversation stories of people that took action and stories of people that waited because they wanted to think about it or they wanted to think about the money, the investment, and either the positive or the negative outcomes. And so as you're sharing the conversation of the policy and retirement, you can say, and by the way, there was one family that said, I'm going to think about it. This sounds interesting to me. And I kept in contact with them. Or you may share a story of someone else within your team that this has happened to. Because if it hasn't happened to you, then you don't want to share a story that's not true. Because I'm sure this has happened to many people within your team or your organization. So you can say, well, you know, just want to mention to you, as I'm sharing this policy, this retirement plan, some people have said, you know, I'm going to think about it. And there was one family that said that. And a few months down the road, something happened. And if they had the retirement policy program in place, they would have been okay. However, now a spouse was not around or an illness happened and they needed the money. And so that's my crusade, is to help and avoid that. And then there was another family that said, now you go into the money, because many people have the concern about the value or the money. And so now you can say, and there was another family that was saying, well, let me think about it, because this is an investment. I need to figure out how to pay for this. And so one family took action. And it was great because they had the policy, and then a few months down the road, something happened and they had it in place to be able to protect them. And that family was able to sleep peacefully at night knowing they were protected. There was another family that didn't take action. They said they wanted to think about the money. And unfortunately, something happened. They waited too long. And so now they were in a crisis situation because they did not have a policy, a retirement plan, or a tax-free plan that will help them survive and thrive and be okay. On top of all the other stress that they have and the devastation within their family, the policy, the money, the program would have been able to help them get through it. So that's my quest. That's my crusade. So just sharing stories like that will help you then inoculate or eliminate their objections about taking action or the money, meaning taking action to think about it, or the money, let me think about it. You now inoculate it so that then as you're presenting the policy, the retirement plan, they're starting to look at it a different way, because if they brought it up at the end or at that moment, they would have defended it. So now you're kind of, in a sense, eliminating it. You're answering it as if you're reading their mind. So use stories because they're disarming. They're effective. They're powerful. People are not thinking of a story that you're sharing unless you present it at, well, let me tell you about a story about someone else that said, after they say, I'm going to think about it, let me tell you a story about someone that said they want to think about it. Now you're presenting it in a way of trying to sell them on the concept of the idea. You want to avoid that. You want to bring it up before they bring it up. You want to inoculate it. And those are just two. Next, we're going to talk about if they say, I want to think about it, and what you can also say, or I want to talk to my spouse about this. There are other stories of the techniques they can use that will help you get more yeses. So practice, think about that, and this also combines everything else, your prompt, your motion, your voice, nodding, the halo effect, everything comes into place now to help you get more yeses. And ultimately, that's the outcome to help more families. So practice. Thank you. Bye now.